for. I'm pretty excited just to get back out there and play some footy. I love the game and I've missed it so much over the last 2 years.
Not many times Melbourne get a chance to play Friday night, so we'll make the most of it.
Learnt playing Collingwood, and anytime I see a magpie, I just target it because it just gets me in the right mindset.
Last year was last year and there's nothing we can do about it.
I don't think I played a game in a short sleeve jumper my whole life until I got divorced. But when you got linguine arms like me, you don't tend to show them off.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all. Great to have you with us on the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum on a Wednesday morning. And today we're heading to the Holden Centre, or somewhere near there, probably not really. Probably more Port Melbourne area, I reckon. For Taylor Adams, the Magpie star, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Half. Good morning, Whitey.
Are you in the car?
I am, mate. I am. Sorry about that. The background noise.
That's okay.
I'm actually on my way to the Holden Centre to do a bit of a footy session at our oval. Obviously not allowed inside, so I'll be on the periphery.
Who are you catching up with today? Who are you doing your session with today?
Training with my brother today. So we're together and training together most days, so it's good.
We spoke to Sam Doherty yesterday from the Blues, Taylor, about trying to catch up with a couple of teammates in different days of the week, just to catch up, because you're allowed to train with one other person. Have you got a little roster going?
Yeah, well, I walked in a session with Joshy Thomas on Friday. So, yeah, that's basically the only way you can get in contact with anyone face-to-face. So just trying to share myself around and try to catch up with as many blokes as I can. We had a session with Buck last week, which is good. He moves her up for his age, and certainly put me to work.
He's a beast, the coach. Don't worry about that. Hey, how's the brother go, just by the way?
Yeah, not too bad. He probably reckons he's a little bit better than he is, but I keep him in line, mate.
And I'm sure you're making sure he's got very clean hands at the moment. I'll see you're really into this hand cleaning thing.
20 seconds off.
Well, it's very important. It's flattening the curve, Taylor.
It is, yeah. And we've done a great job of that, haven't we? It's been last 10 days or so has been really promising. So hopefully we may see some footy sometime this year.
Well, we heard Jack Rewalt, talking yesterday on his podcast, Balls and Bumpers, on the RSN website right now. But he's a bit concerned that he might not. Are you bullish that it will come back?
From all reports and from what I'm hearing, I think there's going to be some sort of footy at some stage this year, in the near future, in terms of maybe next month or so. Definitely not. But maybe hopefully towards August, July, August, we may be back. Obviously guessing, but the way that things are trending at the moment, I'm optimistic.
So have you started to intensify your training? Are you just continuing at a certain level? I mean, because obviously no one really knows, but I mean, obviously, but at the same point, things are looking more positive than when we last spoke to you. So how are you going about things?
Well, to be honest, Whitey, I was sort of trying to continue the momentum from the pre-season and then the early part of the season. I've found bit of solace in training and feel like it's just keeping me sane at the moment. Something to do keeps me in routine, so I'm getting active most days, whether it be a run or a footy session or a weight session or circuit, whatever it may be, exercise, bike. I just find it really refreshing to get active and try to keep myself in some sort of routine. So my training over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks has been almost like a build-up to a pre-season. Obviously, like the end of an off-season sort of.
So are you doing what the club is essentially giving you, a program? Is everyone doing the same, or do you have a sort of a suggested program and you're doing extras? How does it all work that you don't sort of go too far and train too much?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern, especially for guys that have maybe never done had been involved in an off season where you have to get yourself prepared for a pre-season. So there's guidelines and training schedules that have been sent out by the club, and they're really individualised. for me, I'm sort of trying to get a little bit creative, come up with my own workouts to keep myself mentally refreshed. I feel like after seven or eight pre-seasons now, I've got a pretty good grasp on what helps me get prepared to play to the best possible standard. So I'm feeling pretty good about what I'm doing at the moment. Because the hardest thing is getting the footy stuff in. Obviously, with one other person, it's hard to get real footy stuff. Trying to emulate training drills and game situational stuff's really hard.
So how long did it take, Tay, to get in that headspace for you of being happy with where you're at and understanding what you need to do to keep yourself vibrant throughout this period? Because you're such a driven competitor, and once you've got into the season mode, I imagine after pre-season, you're ready to roll and just compete time after time, and you don't get that chance now. How long did it take you to get your head around that?
Yeah, it probably took... found out that Sunday that was I was going to postpone the season. I reckon probably about 48 hours before I had a plan in place. I moved pretty quickly. Spoke to some of the senior guys at the footy club, some of the coaching staff to get some advice on how to best handle the situation that we were in, and got some great advice from some guys. Matthew Boy was the guy that I pulled straight away because I know exactly what he'd be like in this situation if he was playing. So he basically just said, get a plan in place as soon as you possibly can. And that was around, you know, what I was doing with my training, what I was doing with study, what I was doing with life at home, what I was doing with trying to get in touch with everybody at the footy club. So just be really organised. Without that structure, I probably wouldn't be in the position that I'm in where I'm feeling really confident and content with where I'm at.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. Nice to have you in that space. Just what we've learned through all of this, Taylor, is a fair bit of perspective on life and what's important and how perhaps we've maybe lost a little bit of focus on that at times, not only through the virus situation and the way it's impacted the community, but also yesterday the news coming out from a Collingwood perspective of the passing of the young boy, Kyron Maguire, who was a part of your world last year. He was at Marvel Stadium for you, sang the song with you, was out there on the ground with... Adam Treloar's favourite player, is part of a great experience for him. That news, when that came through yesterday, it seemed that young man made a profound impact on your group. How did that hit you, that news yesterday?
Yeah, it was tough. I got a message pretty early yesterday morning from Nick Maxwell. He broke the news to our leadership group and obviously to Adrian Pendles, who had a real immediate connection with not only Kyron, but the whole family. And they've been in regular communication with the family during this process. And that was really sad. Sort of puts life into perspective, I guess. You know, we're all dealing with something that's, I guess, a bit of a disaster at the moment. But, you know, when you hear news like that, you just got to consider yourself pretty lucky that you don't have to deal with something like that. Just feel so sorry for their family. You know, a kid that just didn't get a chance to live out his life. And our family, you know, going through what everyone else is going through, has to deal with that on top of that. So it was, I think what the footy club have done really well, and what the leaders at the footy club, Bucks, Jeff Walsh, have done over the last two or three years is we've tried to be present with what we're doing to really soak in the impacts that we can have on the impact we can have on people's lives. And you know, Kyron was a great example of that last year. We had two guys from our footy club, Bob. The whole footy club embraced them, but Pendles and Adzi, in particular, really embraced Kyron and his family. Made the boys absolute life last year during that game when he was able to sing the song. And I know that his family was forever grateful for the contribution that those two guys had on his life.
Yeah, it sounded like he had a significant impact on the group. And talking about... understand the opportunities that you have in making life and situations better for those perhaps who are less fortunate. How often would you have those situations occur in your footy club where someone like Kyron, who's got an illness or a real health problem that they are going through at a certain time, how often would you see someone like that come through the footy club just to give them a bit of a pep in their step?
Yeah, almost weekly. Half. We have visitors down to training almost weekly. As I said, the footy club do a fantastic job of inviting people into our inner sanctum and opening the doors to try to put a smile on the faith of the people that may be going through some sort of adversity. So it's a, you know, we're obviously in a really privileged position to be able to do that. It's not every day you get to help somebody in that sense, give them an opportunity that they may not have otherwise had. So it's a really important part of our footy club, to embrace people like that from all walks of life, going through all sorts of struggles and troubles, and yeah, to try to help them manage their way through that.
Yeah, you do a good job, footy clubs, and you guys at the Pies certainly lead from the front in that regard as well. Now, listen, we were talking this morning, or I was talking this morning about yesterday, killing some time with listening to about 3 hours worth of music, just going over old school stuff and finding some songs I haven't heard for a while and really enjoying it again. You can't train all day, every day. What are you doing for enjoyment outside of training at the moment, Taylor?
My dad's probably getting sick of being war at the moment. I've got a few uni assignments due in about 10 days, so I've been hitting the books, so that's not really enjoyment.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah. Cards, Netflix, a bit of gardening. I've been to Bunnings quite a bit. My most enjoyable time of the day, which is a little bit sad, is probably when I'm outside training or having a kick at the footy, just running around. So I probably feel most at peace.
Well, that makes a bit of sense, considering the way you go about your footy career. That makes a bit of sense, Whitey.
Let's just touch on the gardening. What are we talking about with the gardening, Taylor?
I've got those big oak trees at the front of my place.
Yeah.
And awesome, obviously they drop leaves, so it's almost a job that needs to be done every second day, picking up those leaves. So I was out there yesterday, 18 degrees with my shirt off, and looking pretty sharp. I wasn't.
Now, Taylor, raking leaves is not gardening. Gardening's where you got to do a little bit of sort of planting of plants or some sort of, you know, that sort of activity. Raking's just, I would describe that as a chore.
It is a bit of maintenance. A bit of garden maintenance.
There you go. Garden maintenance. Yeah, I'll cop that. I'll cop that.
We'll accept
that's
that.
That's about as far as it goes, Whitey.
What are you binging on Netflix, Ty?
We've just finished the F1 series.
Good.
Yeah, amazing. Loved it. And then we watched Parasite last night, which was a great movie. Highly recommend.
What's that?
Yes.
Parasite. It's actually on Stan, so not on Netflix, but yeah, great flick.
Right, I'll Google it today and see what it's got for me. Looking for some new stuff to binge on. Get out there. I heard the car door beeping. It must be close to the Holden Centre. Get out there and kick the footy with the brother. Tell him to step up his game too, because he's dragging you down.
I will.
Good on you, buddy. Take care. Nice to chat.
See ya.
Taylor Adams from the Magpies with us, Inner Sanctum. Gets a kick in, that's good. Gets to go and hang out at the Holden Centre. It's a nice thing to do.
Good day for absolutely. Footy.
It's a bit early, though, isn't it?
A bit early.